Okay, hi all. From here today to share a word from Yeshua HaMashiach I received last night. So this was the 12th of April. It was late last night, it was close to midnight, but it was still 12th of April when I received this. And it's simply called, "You are going to be hated for my namesake." And after the word, he's got a couple of scriptures as well that he wants me to read out. And he wants you to hear the scriptures because the scriptures that he wants me to read out, even though they've been said of old, they're words that he wants you to hear now for today, because they're for you, for now, for us as the 144,000. Okay, so you are going to be hated for my name's sake. Write these words, I tell you, daughter. You are all going to be hated by all nations and by all peoples for my name's sake. Be ready to be persecuted, for the enemy has been put on notice. The world hated me first, and they will hate you. Many do not like to have their sin revealed to them, and no more so than the apostate church. This is going to be a time of great revival. But with great light comes also great darkness. You will and are going to be reviled for my name's sake. But greater is he than it that is in you than he that is in the world. Keep preparing hearts and minds to meet your Maker. Keep preparing hearts and minds for the task that I have for you and that is set before you. My 144,000, you are going to take the world by storm. They are not ready for you. The enemy has no idea the magnitude of what's about to happen. They have tried to prepare for my coming, but all has been done in vain, for they cannot stop me, and they cannot prevent my children. My end times army from manifesting and going forth. No one is ready for you, and not even you. But I'm excited for you, my children, for you are to see and do many things. So be ready, heart, body, mind, and soul, whilst I continue to infill you. And the world has been put on notice, for my warriors of light are coming. But be warned too, children, that you are going to suffer persecution and be hated by many nations and peoples, for you will show them their sin, and you are my priesthood of righteousness. I came to set the captives free, and this is what you'll do for many of my people, and so always keep this in mind. Always remember it's about the many souls that are yet to come into me. And always remember the darkness is already a defeated foe. I have always judged the world and shown them of their sin, and that's why they will hate you. Keep these words in your heart and mind, and be ready, my children. I love you, Yeshua HaMashiach, Captain of the Guard. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Remember these words. Shalom. And then, as I say, he's just got a couple of scriptures that he wants me to read out, is because it's being read to us right now in these times. John 7:7. The world cannot hate you, but me it hates, because I testify of it. That the works thereof are evil. John 15:16 to 21. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, that I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than the Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. And then John 16:21. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And this is related to the Revelation 12 prophecy of the man-child being born. And that man-child right now is 144,000. And this is why there's much sorrow. This is why we're in the time of sorrows still. Not in great tribulation yet, by many that many believe. We're still in a time of sorrows, and this is the reason why. Because the manifested sons and daughters, the 144,000, are in process of being birthed. And so John 16:1, these things I have spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. And finally, John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Okay, so there are other scriptures that go with this word, but I'll just leave them in the description box. And so I hope this has been a blessing, and hope that you're all preparing yourselves, heart, mind, body and soul, and in the process of this infilling right now. Okay, so that's it for today. Be blessed, and I love you all. Goodbye. Bye.